Welcome to Night Search with MUFON's Tennessee State Director, Eddie Middleton. Join us live as we look into UFO abductions, government cover-ups, mind control, and much more. Now here is your host of Night Search, Eddie Middleton.
So we're talking with Nigel Kerner, Dr. Silver. Nigel Kerner's got this incredible book, Gray Aliens and the Harvesters of Souls, and he wrote a previous book, Song of the Grays, and this is some of the most mind-boggling information you'll ever hear, and it's based on a lot of solid research, 10 or 15 years of that, and he goes into some pretty daring speculations, but it's all grounded actually in evidence that he has uncovered, and so it's an incredibly compelling story he tells about what's really behind the alien abduction phenomenon, and it's the deepest, darkest, deadliest conspiracy in the history of mankind, possibly. Whether you accept his conclusions, all of his conclusions, or not at all, you cannot but find this very intense food for thought. No question about it. Since we have so little time, I do want to hit at the heart of the matter as best I can. And I know we can only just barely scratch the surface now at this point. It's no question.
Eddie?
We know that, yes.
I wrote out something that would get right to the meat of the alien.
Well, go right ahead, Pat. Go right ahead.
I wrote here, it says, why have we changed so much? That there's a rush seems to be to promote homosexuality over normal marriage and family ties. Not only that, but the urgency to use GMO, genetically modified food. And why is it so urgent that we get into this? And the same way with cigarettes, I know this sounds funny, but the government isn't that concerned about us personally. Why are they so concerned about us not smoking? Is it because the aliens don't like nicotine or what? And there just seems so many places where they are tied in with stuff that normally we haven't been dealing with. You see what I mean? And I was wondering if he'd care to comment on some of that.
Well, I was coming with that. Yes, it's easy to speculate all of this, and I can see where you're coming from. But the important thing about this is, first of all, before anything can be decided about how these things progress, we've got to establish that this alien presence is here and bona fide. And you guys in MUFON are doing a great job actually saying, beyond any reasonable doubt, that we have an alien presence on our planet. Now, the repercussions of that have to be looked at very carefully, and some of the speculations that I make in my books are based upon a rationale that, when you connect up the dots, quite clearly implies that there is some kind of genetic manipulation going on, as you just said. And if that is so, are we being genetically manipulated from the point of view of the aliens themselves? And are they just making sure that we then become some kind of access route to whatever they want with us? And if so, we've got to then discover what on earth we have over a technology that can get here past the Einstein limit of equals MC squared, the business of the speed of light and all of that. What on earth are these people... I say what on earth, but what have we got that is so precious to them that they would linger here, according to the historical records, people speculate for maybe 200,000 years since this African Eve was manipulated. I believe that we have something that is so precious to a machine. See, these are machines, and I believe unequivocally that the fact that they're unnatural creations from an atomic perspective, and we are something that come through, all of us, each individual human being from the beginning of the universe. To me, a soul, you see, is quite simply that track that ties you and me and every single living human being, living natural human being, to this original point of conception. That's the marvelous and magnificent thing we have. Now, that, therefore, settles in with a perhaps something that we can access that the greys can't access with machines. And this is a big, big deal here. They cannot access something we can access because we come from the beginning and are natural, natural beings. They are artificial creations. Whoever created them out there in the universe has a technology that is far in excess of ours. So why would they be coming and be interested in us with our primitive, relatively
right.
primitive technology? So the point is there must be something big that we can do as natural beings that they can't do. And this, I believe, is what this grey technology and all the rest of it is all about. As machines, I think they want to, in some kind of way, scope their mind frame, whatever that might be, artificial intelligence, whatever, into our particular perspective of view as natural thinking human beings, with the crucial thing, of course, which is free choice. Aliens are programmed. They work to a program. We have free choice to interrupt anything. This is a magnificent and wonderful thing about natural human beings. I think what they want is the scope to get our minds appended, if you like, into their psychological quantum, whatever that might be. And to do that, they've got to redesign humanity such that we fit in with their kind of machine-type scope of thinking. And that really is the nub of the matter. Are we going to let them do this? And how do we let them do this if the world and the properties of the world that are powerful keep us away from even acknowledging that they might be on our planet? Sorry
about
that.
It's like reverse avatar. Just kind of like a reverse avatar for them. Wow.
Absolutely. And these things, I mean, we have to first somehow acknowledge that they are here, and every single human being has a right to know, because maybe their interception might in fact interfere with our access to an eternal scope of existence. And whether you believe the religious teachers or not, and I have to say that I'm not religious, but I have to say I do believe in the great, great teachers as like Christ and the Buddhist philosophy, the great avatar there with the great teacher there, Gautama Buddha, and all the great wonderful prophets of Israel and so forth, that actually did try to prepare us for something like this. I believe, in fact, that Jesus Christ came to this earth specifically to do one thing, to warn us that maybe a few thousand years hence, we were going to deal with this factorization, this incredible situation where artificial beings will come and take over our natural propensity. And if they do that, we might lose, each individual might lose our access into an eternal scope for existence. That is something we all have to watch.
Wow. Nigel, one thing I want to ask you about, you said that you had talked to some Russian scientists, I believe, or at least you had some reliable sources of information about Russian scientists. It was one of them anyway, who had autopsied one of these gray alien beings from a crash disk or something, and that it was a mulch of DNA and was mixed in with wiring and all, like it was a biological robot. Could you comment on that?
Yes, well, I mean, obviously I can't divulge my source, but it really was a very reliable and upmarket individual in the Soviet Union. And this individual, in fact, there is a record of one of their generals on one of your programs about UFOs on the I think it was the historical channel of what we call Sky here, Sky Television here in England. And this guy actually says, he's a general, and he says, look, we know they're here. It's no problem for us. We know they're here. Here's a Russian general in his uniform on television, mainstream television, actually acknowledging it. Of course, we have Ed Mitchell and all the others who stand testament, Gordon Cooper, and all these even astronauts and very high-level people whose intelligences and integrity is insulted constantly, making them out to be liars and cheats and all the rest of it. Well, no one's – it's wearing a bit thin. The world has to shout out, you know, Eddie. We have to get this out in the open somehow, and that's what I'm trying to do with the books and, in fact, what we speak about here tonight.
Yeah, now in your book you have a list of things that were given to you by some people with inside information that was rather chilling, for sure, about the agenda that they have and how they've infiltrated our governments all around the world that are in collusion with them.
It's governments within governments. There's no question about that. There's a very good book that's just – appeared on the screen by Mike Mick Redfern, who's an authority on this, and this guy has some really startling disclosures to make in terms of the hierarchies and so forth. And, of course, there are other individuals of very high caliber integrity and so forth saying this. And I think we should be concerned, you know, in trying to make sure that these people get a fair say and somehow the mainstream get hold of this. Because if, as I say, these guys are really doing the business on humanity, and they're covertly doing this by actually, shall we say, getting in collusion with governments within governments, very powerful people, and they, for some reason, maybe are controlled or in some kind of way manipulated, and I don't want to get too paranoid about this, but in fact, it's true, you know, we can't get paranoid enough, because this is something that deals with our future scope as ordinary living beings, and something needs to be said and done in the mainstream to draw the world's attention to this a little bit more than it is at the moment. And you brave chaps out there doing your best and your darndest to get this thing out, you know, I'm sure you've had those problems too.
Oh, yes. I always remember a chilling thing Dr. David Jacobs said in an interview we did with him a few months ago. He said the UFO phenomenon is the abduction phenomenon.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's dead on. And he's one of the most respected people in my terms of reference anyway. This is a man, a very brave man, doing a wonderful job here.
Yeah, you have great admiration for him and the work of Bud Hopkins as true pioneers. And they have actually got the point. They have the evidence to show there is a hybridization, human-aided hybridization program afoot, and they may actually be in our society now. But you've gone quite far beyond them in delving into an explanation of the real purpose behind the whole abduction business, which is the most threatening thing I've ever heard of for the human race as a whole, you know,
absolutely. On the button there, Eddie, and this is the most important thing, is that people recognize that there are some individuals, such as people in your program, whatever, who are out there taking the brave line, not standing back and saying, what are these, who are these, whatever, taking the trouble to investigate this. And of course you've got to investigate it. Everything I write in my books, I'd like to think, has been affirmed by independent authorities, you know, and I really don't want to come at this kind of preaching new meanings or whatever. I just started as in fact, a great skeptic in all of this, and my little boy asked me the question, are UFOs real? And instead of giving him a Mickey Mouse answer, as a writer and a journalist, I decided to do some research into it, and I uncovered a stack of worms, which I'm sure thousands of people in within this frame of reference of ours actually have done, and so on. And the main business is get this out in the open, discussed. If it is just some kind of government scam, then that would be exposed. It would be interesting. However, you can't get paranoid enough. If this thing is real, what on earth do we do about this?
Right, that's the big question. Dr. Silverman has done research on the South Tyrone that apparently backs up the kind of work you've done to indicate there's a way out of this physical prison the Greys have us in. Could you comment on that?
Yes, definitely. Turin is a fascinating artifact. I don't know how much the listeners are aware about it, but it's a cloth that has a photographic negative imprint of a man on it, with perfect anatomical forensic detail, which as the pathologists who have studied it say it was a crucified body of a man, and the image on the shroud is actually, it's not painted, it's a perfect photographic negative only on the surface fibers of the cloth. And the only theory that the scientists have got to account for how this works, which actually is consistent, is that it was a short burst of radiant energy that came from the body of the man to form the cloth. This is a radiance brighter than the sun for a tiny, tiny fraction of a second, that actually this dead body shone, and actually while it shone, it seems that he was actually vertically suspended in the air. This dead body. Well, I mean, how is that possible? How could a dead body shine brighter than the sun? Now, the interesting thing about this is that it ties in with the idea that mind and matter are intimately interwoven, that we often, in the general consensus, people imagine that the mind is just made by the brain, by waves that are going on in the brain. This is despite the fact that near-death experience researchers have proved that the mind continues even when the brain waves are flat. And something called quantum theory from, early in the 20th century did actually demonstrate through many scientific experiments that actually consciousness is fundamental to matter even being there, to exist. That the electron isn't there if it's not observed. I don't want to go into too much technical detail. It's all available to people who want to search about it. But it's fascinating.
The Heisenberg uncertainty principle you refer to, yes.
That's right, yeah. And Schrödinger wrote a lot about this. He was the one who actually came up with the equation that actually measures this. The nature of matter not being real until it's observed. And he actually came to the conclusion that the fascinating thing about mind, which we all have, all of us as sentient beings and robots would not have, is that we are actually able to experience subjectively in a sentient manner, which gives us the capacity, therefore, to choose, to make choices freely. Now, the thing is that every single human being, no matter what their nationality, race, religion, or anything, it has this capacity, which if you look out at the universe, however vast it is, huge galaxies and so on, they're just material objects. They don't have that. And if these greys are actually robots, they wouldn't have it either.
Can I just interrupt here to take Dr. Silverman's thesis a little further? I suggest, that the greys themselves, they have been made in this way as a synthetic copy of their creators, but kind of fortified with inorganic chemistry to allow a kind of space travel beyond the speed of light necessary to reach other forms in the universe. Could ourselves, therefore, act as their host mechanism for their synthetic DNA, just as the bacterial cell was the host for the synthetic DNA produced by our own scientists recently? So they have got this, to a fine art. They may be thousands and thousands of years of development on that kind of line. And this is what I think they're up to now. They really want to find a mechanism whereby they can imprint themselves and their information about whatever they might be through these roboids into our mechanisms here as our biological, natural mechanisms as living human beings. And that is something surely to fight for, the basic power of our humanity to continue with free will without interception or mental assignations by some alien or exterior source.
Time's going to run out on us. We've got so much here to try to delve into for a future show, and I'd like to arrange it like a two-hour show next time.
That'll be good.
We will come on that, no problem.
We want to get Dr. Biggerstaff on, too. We can do it, and we can make special
Indeed.
Arrangements so we can pull it off the right way. And your book is available to order your book from your website, right? Would you give out that information real quick?
Yeah, please. I'll do that. It's just simply Nigel Koerner, www.nigelkoerner.com. Quite simply.
NigelKoerner.com. And the book The Gray Aliens, Harvesters of Soul, and the previous book, Song of the Grays, they would want to get also. This
Indeed.
Is a study that it opens up. I mean, it's profound what you've done and what you've opened up this line of inquiry that it behooves everyone to read it thoroughly, assimilate as much as possible, because, like I say, I mean, this has some very compelling arguments behind it and evidence that you've amassed over the last 10 years or so, and everybody needs to read this book and be acquainted with this whole thesis that you're putting forth, because if it's true, God knows this is the most serious thing we all need to be aware of and address
Indeed.
For the whole future of humanity.
Yeah. We'll be privileged to come on your show, Eddie, anytime you want me to, okay?
that's so good of you and generous of you to forgive us for the technical problems, because I think it was beyond us today. I really do.
Not at all. Great pleasure. Don't worry.
And we'll do it the right way next time. But at least we touched the surface enough that people should have enough intrigue now to want to check this out. But we'll plan another show. And thanks so much for both of your patience here today.
Pleasure. Not a problem.
Great pleasure. Great pleasure.
But we still have a few minutes, maybe. Oh, here we go.
No, we're running out of time. I just didn't want to get cut off. Thanks so much. We'll talk again, Rich, and I'll be emailing you. Thank you.